This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 23rd, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The crew piloting a Learjet that crashed at Columbia, South Carolina Friday night was attempting to abort the takeoff due to a suspected blown tire. As we reported, two popular musicians suffered second and third degree burns but were thrown clear of the plane. They're expected to fully recover. Both pilots and two other passengers died. National Transportation Safety Board member Debbie Hersman told the Associated Press, a cockpit voice recording indicates, quote, the crew reacted to a sound that was consistent with a tire blowout, unquote. She added that pieces of tire were recovered at about 2,800 feet from where the plane started its takeoff run on the 8,600-foot runway. Hersman said an investigation is underway. It's been determined the plane was traveling at or above its minimum takeoff speed when the crew thought the tire burst. We may have to wait a year or more for the NTSB's final report to gain any insight into why the pilots may have decided aborting the takeoff was preferable to rotating and getting airborne. NTSB is also looking into a runway incursion Friday evening in Allentown, Pennsylvania, involving a Cessna 172 and a regional jet bound for Chicago. At 7:45 p.m., the 172 was on a landing roll on runway 6 at Lehigh Valley International when the pilot was instructed to exit the runway at taxiway A4. Mesa Airlines Flight 7138, a CRJ-700, which had already been instructed to position and hold, was then given clearance by the same controller to take off. During the takeoff roll, the Mesa crew heard the Cessna pilot say that he had missed the taxiway A4 turnoff, and he asked to exit at taxiway Bravo. The Mesa crew saw the Cessna ahead on the runway and aborted the takeoff at about 120 knots, swerving around the smaller plane. The Mesa pilots estimated they missed by about 10 feet. Conditions were night VFR. There were no injuries reported. Yeah, 10 feet. This story brought to you by Spray and Wash. International Lease Finance Corporation is borrowing a total of $6.5 billion against its three credit lines to help keep the company solvent into the first quarter of 2009. The funds were requested on September 16th, the same day parent company American International Group got an $85 billion loan from the U.S. government. Bloomberg reports the loan has boosted confidence in ILFC. Airbus Chief Operating Officer and Sales Chief John Leahy said that he's confident ILFC, Airbus's biggest customer, will take delivery of the aircraft it's ordered. Many industry observers expect ILFC founder and CEO Stephen Udvar-Hazy to attempt to buy back the company from AIG. Repayment of the first of the three credit lines is due by October of 2009. Two occupants of a Robinson R-44 helicopter died Sunday morning when the copter crashed into a home a mile south of Kenosha Regional Airport in Wisconsin. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the accident happened about 5:30 a.m. Five people inside the home were not injured and were able to escape before flames from the wreckage spread. Photos from the scene show a large hole through the home's roof and parts of the helicopter on the ground. A neighbor reported a sputtering engine before the sound of the impact, but weather may also have been a factor. Visibility was reported a half mile to a mile in fog. The identities of the two victims were not released. The two-year-old R-44 was registered to Midwestern Air Services, which provides charter services and flight training at Kenosha Regional. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Boeing faces another strike starting in December. Striking Boeing machinists could be eligible for unemployment benefits. And two towns put their differences aside and break ground on an airport upgrade. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is George Bible, author of Beyond the Black Box. George shares some amazing tales of humans who survived high G-forces and what we've learned from them. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.